BBC News with Marion Marshall. Airstrikes and shelling have resumed in the Syrian city of Aleppo, shattering a ceasefire agreed less than 24 hours earlier. The two sides have blamed each other for the renewed violence. Turkey and Russia, who brokered the deal, say they're working to get it back on track. Buses intended to evacuate thousands of civilians and fighters from eastern Aleppo left empty. A woman has given birth in London using ovarian tissue frozen when she was a child. It's thought to be the first time in the world that doctors have successfully restored fertility with the use of an ovary frozen before the onset of puberty. The woman, who's from Dubai, said the arrival of her baby was like a miracle. President Salva Kiir of South Sudan has called for a national dialogue to end 3 years of civil war. In a speech to Parliament, he made no mention of his rival, the former vice president, Riek Machar, who fled from the capital, Juba, after clashes earlier this year. New satellite imagery appears to reveal that China has installed weapons on all 7 artificial islands it's constructed in the South China Sea. China has repeatedly promised that it would not militarize the islands. The US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has raised interest rates for only the second time in more than a decade. They've gone up to between 0.5 and 0.75%. Rates were cut close to zero during the global financial crisis 8 years ago. Spanish police say they've arrested more than 200 Chinese nationals suspected of running call centres in Spain that swindled more than $17 million from their compatriots in China. The Turkish football team Beşiktaş are playing their first home match since bombings outside their stadium killed 44 people on Saturday. Thousands of football fans of teams across Turkey have packed the stadium in a show of solidarity against violence. BBC World Service News.